And let's stand together as we sing, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Now would you greet one another? Let's join together on that last task. Be seated. Phyllis and Johnny, you're going to come sing for us now a song. Several months ago, I heard this on the radio, and I said, you know, I know those words. It's a different tune, but it's the same message of that old song. One day, you may have heard it on the radio by Casting Crowns, Glorious Day.
Light shine among us. trusting He justified.
Day. We're glad each of you are here today, especially those that are visiting with us. And if you are visiting, if you take a visitor's card there, complete the information asked for and put that in the offering plate, and that'll be your contribution. Let us know your presence with us today. Now, I know we have at least one or two rows here of Morris Smith's family. Am I correct there? It looks like. If you're with Morris Smith and his family, would you stand up just a minute? All right. Now, they're here for a very special occasion. They're celebrating his 80th birthday. All right. And you know, if you turn 80, I think we could sing happy birthday to you here in the worship service. Could we do that?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
All right. Now, when you turn 80, and we know about it, we'll sing to you also. But it will help if you fill a couple of pews up with family, too. We are glad you're here today. It's not on the slides, but it is Vision Offering Sunday. So when that offering plate comes by the second time, know that's to help retire the building debt. We want to keep in prayer our Sturgis Mission Group. And Chuck's going to give us an update on that. He talked to Brother Mike just yesterday evening, a couple of times, I believe. You're going to get the story right this time, aren't you? Okay. Get it right. All right. All right. But anyway, do keep them in prayer, and they've already had a good trip. And then bike night will be this Friday night at 7 p.m. Next Sunday, August the 14th, is our quarterly church council meeting. And it'll be following the 11 o'clock worship service. This is for all department heads, but anyone would be welcome to come. If you have some scheduling items you'd like to present, we would be glad to have you. But remember church council next Sunday, and there will be no Sunday evening services. Then, the Faith Writers are partnering with the Good News Club to help provide some school supplies. Pencils, wide rule notebook paper, and the erasers that go on the cap. Now, I always needed those. I'd always have about that much pencil left and no eraser. So that's what that's for. But if you'll bring those items and put them in boxes all throughout the church, and that'll be during the month of August that they'll be collecting that. Coming up, September the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, will be the musical, Surrender All. This is a drama and music revival. We're making preparations for that, and this will be presented by a cast and the adult choir. Now, we need a lot of people, behind-the-scenes people, a lot of help. And if you would be interested in working with that, if you'll contact Paula Whipple, wave, Paula, you just let her know, and she, I guarantee you, will put you to work. Then, October the 7th and the 8th is our Benaiah Men's Conference, Chasing the Lion. On October the 7th, that's the Friday night, it will be from 7 to 9 p.m. And then on Saturday, it's from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Also, tonight for our evening service at 6 o'clock, we have the Omega Quartet. And these young men represent all three of our Georgia Baptist colleges. Truett McConnell, Shorter, and Bruton Parker. And I understand this group participated in the quartet convention up in Louisville last year and won some type of award. So you want to be here at 6 o'clock tonight for that group. Now, Chuck, you come and give us an update on the pastor and the mission group.
I am not Mike Patterson.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning. I'm filling in for Mike today. Most of y'all know me. Morris, I don't think your whole family probably does it, but, you know, I asked Morris a while ago, I said, Morris, how old do you feel?
90.
Wait a minute. He's got 5 years younger because this morning when he was eating, he said 95. Congratulations on 80 years, Morris. I'm tickled to death for you. Talked to our pastor two or three times, twice on the phone yesterday. The second conversation I'm going to get right in a minute.
Amen.
At the AM service, I didn't get it right. I tried to make a joke and it wasn't good. But anyway, he called excited about the trip. No breakdowns. Thanks, Phyllis. There you go. He made it without any breakdowns. He got a new motorcycle. But anyway, they are excited to be there. They're telling people about Christ in Rapid City and in Sturgis. He told me yesterday, he texted me last night, kind of late because there's a time difference, but I got it this morning. I was sleeping. But anyway, guy this morning said, over 500 people have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it's 85 or 86 have accepted the Lord as their Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Give them. Ooh, that's a good one. Before I preach a few minutes here tomorrow, I'm going to bring another part of that conversation up. That's for a few minutes away. But like Paul said, we welcome you here this morning. We're proud you're here. I'm tickled to be here. Before we continue to take up the offering and sing praises to the Lord, let's go to him in prayer.
Father, as we bow before you this morning, thank you for allowing a group of people to gather together in your name freely. Father, that we would honor you this morning and only you. For Christ Jesus has paid the price, and for that we give you glory. Father, I pray that the singing here this morning that has taken place has glorified you, that it has blessed you. We thank you for beautiful voices that can be raised up to you. Lord, I just thank you for the words that you've inspired men that could write something so poetic and so beautiful. That, Lord God, we might exalt you and keep you on your throne. For that is where you belong. I pray that you'll bless everyone here this morning for being in your house. Father, I pray that as we continue to sing to you, that it is to you and not to others, but to you to exalt and glorify you. And then, Father, as we break the word of life, I pray that you will give me the words to speak. It will be of you and about you and only for you. Father, nourish us this morning. For we join together in your name. That where we may be, you will be also. I thank you, Father, for allowing us to gather two or three together in your name. Go with us now. For it's in Jesus Christ I ask this prayer. Amen.
Every child of God.
because he reigns, let's stand together and sing, praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer.